Shalom Avracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Shmira Salosh and Shar Zechira from the Chafetz Chaim in Perek Gimel, Shema 29. The Chafetz Chaim now quotes from Rav Rafal Hamburg, who's quoting the great Chavis Halvavus in Shar HaKniya Perek Zayin. A very powerful reality of what takes place when a person speaks Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim gives us a picture of a person that gets to Olam HaEmes, and they show him the video of all the mitzvahs that he did, and he says, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're talking about. I was never in that town. I was never in that city. I never get stuck over there. I never did chesed like you're showing me. I have no idea who and what you're talking about. Isn't this Olam HaEmes, the world of truth? And the Bezen Shemaila tells him, nope. Those are all your merits. Those are all your zchuyos. Those are all your mitzvahs. All that stuck is yours. All the chesed, all the Torah. The man says, I never learned Shas. What are you telling me? I learned Shas 3-4 times. What do you mean? And they explain to him as follows. They explain to him that people spoke Lashon Hara about you. And the Lashon Hara, the consequences for a person speaking Lashon Hara is that they lose their mitzvahs and you get their mitzvahs. And not only that, they get your averus. Let's repeat what's going on here. Another person gets to Olam HaEmes and he looks at the video of all the reward that's awaiting for him, and it's a 3-second video. The man lived to 120 years, and it's a 3-second video. He says, I'm sorry, could you play the video of my life? I gave a lot of tzedakah. I finished Shas numerous times. I taught Torah. I learned Torah. I did so much chesed. You must have the wrong videotape over here. So he says, oh, yeah, sure, we'll play it again for you. And it goes for 3 seconds. He says, I don't understand what's going on here. What are you talking about? 3 seconds? My whole entire life is 3 seconds? And they explain to him as follows. This person spoke Lashon Hara on a regular basis. And whenever he spoke Lashon Hara, he gave away the merits, the mitzvahs that he did to the other person. And he acquired the other person's averus. Now people ask me, is it one time you speak Lashon Hara? Is it your whole life? The Chafetz Chaim is saying when the person speaks Lashon Hara, he is giving away his mitzvahs. The reason why we're learning this is, number one, to realize this is serious, this is true. The same way, Rachmanu Litzlan, a person burns his hand, puts his hand in the fire, a person's cooking, he didn't realize the pot is hot, and he touches the pot, the oil unfortunately maybe shot out at him and hit his skin, he gets burnt. That's the reality. That's fact of life. If a person speaks Lashon Hara, the Chafetz Chaim is educating us of the seriousness of the consequences. We lose our mitzvahs, Rachmanu Litzlan, and we get the other person's averus. Kloloi Sheldovar. The crux of the matter is as follows. Ha'adam hazeh, this type of person who speaks Lashon Hara on a regular basis, every few weeks or whenever he speaks Lashon Hara, he's losing it. It's like a person who has a hole in his pocket and he keeps on putting money in his pocket, he keeps on falling out. Ha'adam hazeh olul hu sheyetze min ha'olam naki min ha'chosav hainu ha'kinyonim ha'nitzchiyim shel Torah mitzvos. A person who speaks Lashon Hara on a regular basis, he can, unfortunately, Rachmanu Litzlan, leave this world without any zechuyos, without any Torah and mitzvahs. V'yememula t'murosom ba'avoynos rabim v'atzumim minim miminim shoynim shel kama b'nei adam, kama ha'kama noshim. And in place of all the mitzvahs, he has all these other people, all the averus that they did, he has now acquired their averus. Because this person embarrassed them and he ruined their name and he ruined their life. All the shame that they endured because of him, he now gets those averus. He gets all of their averus. This is the reality the Chafetz Chaim is telling us. This is one of the most frightening things we can hear in regards to the topic of doing the Aveira, of speaking Lashon Hara, of Rechilas. Of course, as we talk about on a regular basis, Ein davar oimd b'fnei atshuva, nothing stands in the way of tshuva, and that's why we're learning the Sefer. To realize the seriousness of this Aveira of speaking Lashon Hara, and to make sure we stay away from it. We don't want to get up there and have an empty bank account.